This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya getting us twitching this morning. He was in here early on getting these cameras fixed up and doing all of God's work, and we appreciate his contribution. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing, and thank you, Bigsy. What a great day. Had a lot of fun. Really appreciate your incredible wealth of knowledge.
Well, it's a fun time of year with the NFL draft right around the corner, baseball going on, the Masters. I mean, there's a lot going on in the sporting world. The play-in tournament.
The play-in. Woohoo! Yeah. All locked in, baby. Thank you to everyone for listening. And thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Did you speak to him in there? How's he doing? Do you know?
No idea. No, didn't talk to me once all day.
Did you try and initiate conversation with Rory at all?
He wouldn't talk to me.
That's Bryson DeChambeau, who is one of the great live golfers of our generation. For some reason, Rory didn't want to speak to him. Who knows? Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that.
Adam Silver, if you want to find somebody, find that. Put a fine on that.
That's Isaiah Thomas, and he did not like shirtless LeBron. He felt no shirt, no service, apparently. Just a motto of his. Didn't like a semi-naked LeBron shooting around.
So no shirts and skins?
No.
I guess not. I don't know.
Apparently not for Isaiah at this age.
I mean, but doesn't Isaiah have an issue with, like,
everyone?
Michael? A lot of people. Yeah.
Isaiah's a good guy. Local guy made good.
Okay.
I saw him play in high school when I was younger. He's older than me, but I remember going and seeing him play for St. Joe's when he was in high school. And then he ended up going to Indiana and won a title, and pretty cool. But then he became a jerk and went to Detroit and then was mean to Mike.
But you just said he's a good guy.
Oh, I said he's a local guy made good. I love those guys. Doesn't matter how evil they are. So he's peeved off Michael Jordan and now LeBron.
Yeah.
Man, he doesn't like goats.
Yeah, what's he gonna take a shot at Kobe now? I don't know. What's next?
My God.
I don't know. I mean, like, what's next?
Wow. Hey, we got Marshall Harris. He's right there. I can see him.
What up,
Marshall?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We got Biggs time, and now we got Grody time. My Grody now.
How you doing, everybody?
There he is.
I like that we have extended Biggs time today.
That was good.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. Biggsy, special kind of cat. Special kind of guy.
Is he one of God's great men?
I think Mark Hatley would call him a special kind of guy.
That was Hatley.
You always call someone a special kind of guy. You know, one of my favorite Hatley stories ever, and I forget who it was, but one of the reporters, we were in New York staying at the Marriott Marquis, and somebody went out and had a few libations, and then
was going back to their room, got off the wrong floor, and apparently tried to let themselves into Mark Hatley's room because This was not a suite. This was just a regular room.
Really?
And this guy, he knew it was Mark Hatley because he tried the key. It didn't work. He tried the key, and you hear this voice say, "Who all's there? Who all?"
They had it. They had some productive drafts under Hatley.
Oh, Hatley was great. Great dude.
They really did.
Yeah.
Now, they had some absolute unmitigated first-round blunders.
Well, okay? I mean,
but
the
which happened.
Mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had some, they had some drafts that delivered,
Hatley knew
too.
What he was doing. He was a good guy. I really liked Mark Hatley.
But he wasn't actually a GM, though, wasn't he?
No, they didn't name him the GM.
Yeah, they didn't have. Operated without a GM.
That's right. Which was weird, and then it was Angelo, right? Became the first GM since what? Venisi or something
since
like
Jerry
that?
Since Jerry Venisi.
Was it really? Wow.
Yeah, when they got rid of Jerry Venisi, they got rid of the position somehow, and then it was...
So they didn't have to pay as much, probably, right? Would that be the reason? If you're not the general manager, we don't have to give you that power?
Might be a power structure kind of thing.
Yeah.
To limit. I think it probably boiled down to money.
Yeah.
But, any mistakes the Bears have made in the last 15-plus years?
A lot more than they made.
There's been plenty of mistakes. Have not been because of an unwillingness to spend.
Oh, no. They're spending money.
They are writing checks. They're using the credit card. Like, it is the idea that the Bears are cheap is part of their history.
Right.
It's not part of their present.
I understand they're using the credit card. My question is the credit good, and is it going to run out before they build the stadium? That's the rule.
I think it goes to Arlington Heights. Like the whole talk of a downtown stadium. Like, I think the plans for that are probably at the Cook County Medical Examiner's office.
Okay, on a table.
Yeah,
Kevin Warren, man.
You can see them. You just go in and they pull back the sheet.
Yeah. They unzip the bag first, right?
They unzip the bag, pull back the sheet. Like, they're at the plans.
It's like 40 degrees in the room, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
But Kevin Warren has put his life into the Bears having this stadium downtown. I mean, I was at that whole production last year where they did the whole
program with Brandon Johnson,
a prayer and everything that they were doing out there. It was quite the show, which they had to have spent a lot of money on. And I just think about that. Like, this is going to bring Kevin Warren down if it does end up in Arlington Heights.
I don't think it will, though. I think dreamer's dream. He came in. He had a dream. They had a backup plan that was clear as day, and also leverage is involved. And when you add in all those factors, I think them in Arlington Heights was always the most reasonable conclusion that you could draw based on what you knew about the lack of public
shovels
money.
In the ground.
Here's the thing: to do it in Arlington Heights, to do it anywhere within the city, to do it anywhere between Waukegan and Decatur, they're going to need some public money, though. Like, and it's probably or potentially not as much public money if it's Arlington Heights and you're talking about infrastructure and all that goes into it, but they are going to require that, and that will make the next few months interesting in that regard.
What have ye today? How will you celebrate the glory that is Rory McIlroy?
Well, we're definitely going to talk about Rory and his roller coaster of a ride down the back nine on the final day, and of course, ending in a playoff win over Justin Rose. But we got to talk about these Cubs because Cubs now missing one of their frontline starters, but still getting the job done. And that's the bottom line at this point in the season, is creating some space between them and the rest of the division. Ryan Dempster will join us at 11 to talk about that. Then 11:25. How about that team that also won a series this weekend? The White Sox, James Fegan from Sox Machine, will join us to talk about Garrett Crochet, but also Chase Mydroth, and how things aren't as bad as maybe we thought they are. And by we, I mean me. I thought things were very, very bad. We've got High Noon, which Grody will have a very interesting public address announcer situation. Kyler Gordon, TJ Edwards, those are guys. One's got an extension. One's probably looking for one, and we'll talk about that. Carlos Boozer joins us at 12:45, talk Bulls and NBA play-in and playoffs. And then PCA. Should they pay him? Should they pay him now? I'll explain why. Yes, they should pay PCA as soon as possible. And Dave Dusick, Golf Week senior writer, joins us to talk about Rory McIlroy and the gang.
Have a great, great show, guys.